Q94, Jordan Mountain Rock, Edgar Winter Group with Free Ride on this Friday morning. I'm Gary Lee, and I told you that we'd be joined by head Zizzer coach Mason Miller. He's here with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, it's a Friday, and last night was your first round of the Class 5 District 6 tournament. You had the Willard Tigers, and it just kind of – well, take us through it. I mean, it was a loss, but it was – 12 point?
About 14.
So, but I mean, take us through it. What did you see that, you know, that you liked? Of course, we know you don't like the loss, but,
no.
You know, take us through that game.
Nope, never do. Start off, one thing about Willer kind of for us going into that game, I mean, we knew they would shoot the ball a lot. They would shoot the three ball a lot. And we had to get out. I mean, they got multiple guys who were shooters, but overall, like in the first half, we dug ourselves about a 9-point hole. Didn't play bad. There was probably four offensive rebounds we gave up early, which kind of led to that 9-point deficit. And then going into the fourth quarter, at some point in the fourth quarter, I think we ended up being down by like 18. We ended up cutting it back to 9 in the fourth, and then it just kind of got, I'd say, about 14 overall. Offensively, we move the ball. We try to shoot the best shot. Defensively, we just try to get out to those shooters and just try to contest shots, and then go get those long rebounds.
Well, you know, we talked last week about Willard, and they're kind of a chaotic group. You know, they're run, jump, holler. They're going to press. They're going to get up in your grill. They're going to try and make things as chaotic as possible, and shoot a lot of threes.
Yep.
And that's pretty much what they did, wasn't it?
I think they ended up shooting about 31 threes last night.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, again, nobody likes to lose. Nobody, but. You got to move forward just as fast as that water gets under the bridge. You got to go forward. And now, you know, is the planning and preparation for next year's Zizzer basketball season. And, you know, I mean, for me, every position is up for grabs. There's all kinds of opportunities for younger players to work really hard, get stronger, get faster, be able to jump higher, to earn a spot on the floor for next year's Zizzers. And when does it start for you?
I mean, I already had kids getting a hold of me last night, like, hey, when are you going to get that gym back open? One thing about our season, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I know with a lot of our kids, I always recommend, hey, get some time away for about a couple days. Just kind of get your mind off of it, and it's great for those boys to get back in there, get back in the gym, get up lots of shots, work on their game, get faster, get stronger. But a lot of really good players, the work doesn't always go on in November, December, January. It's like April through about August, where the off season, the preseason, that's where really good players are made, and really good teams are made.
Yeah, and you know, and being a gym rat is huge. And you know, my advice to every kid out there listening that inspires to be, you know, varsity, junior high basketball player, don't focus so much on the dadgum three. I mean, it's huge, it's important, but you know, you will be a star in high school basketball. I mean, literally, you will be a bright star if you'll master, you know, that 10-foot jumper. It's wide open.
Yeah. My high school coach growing up always said there's two skills that if you have, you're going to play a lot. And that's if you can handle the ball, and if you can pass the ball, you're most likely, if you're the best ball handler in your team and you're the best passer on your team, you're going to play a lot, even though if you don't score a lot, and as long as you can sit down, play good defense, go get rebounds, you're going to play a lot of games.
Oh, there's a spot for you.
There's a spot for you. And if there's not a spot, we'll make a spot for you.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, year one. And what are some of the lessons you feel that you've gained this year?
We got back about 9:15 last night. I've already kind of been looking back and kind of reflecting on the season overall and on that hour and a half bus ride back. But, first off, I'm proud of our kids for fighting out of our. We had a slow start. Start off at 0-6, entered off 10-16 on the year. So we won 500 the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. We went 5-5 in conference. Those are double digit wins, and going 500 in conference is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's big, especially in the OC. There were a lot of lessons that I learned overall.
It's different.
It's just different.
It is, this is my 30 plus years I've been following high school teams around in gyms and football fields, baseball fields, softball fields, and it's an adjustment for. A head coach,
mm-hmm.
coming up. It's an adjustment. Not that no one, the X's and O's, that's secondary. It's
mm-hmm.
understanding how to relate.
Yep.
Not every, the old rule was, everybody's the same, but it's a new world we live in. It's a lot different, Some kids you can ride,
yep.
and you can hammer. Other yep. kids, you can't.
Yep.
Hopefully there's a point where every kid can be coached up the same. But, in the beginning, it's just a huge everybody's feeling one another out. Now, heading into next year, of course, you were here as an assistant mm-hmm. as well. But now everybody knows you as head coach Miller. Mm-hmm. And that, they understand your expectations yep. and what you want out of each player. So this summer and off season, hopefully everybody can build upon that.
Yep. And we'll have as a staff, we'll have one full off season, with our players, which would be great. But a question you asked me earlier, like what did I learn?
Mm-hmm.
Overall this year, there's a big difference in that one seat over.
Yeah.
I always hear that, but that one seat over, there's a big difference between being an assistant and being a head coach.
Oh yeah.
So I just appreciate our players, and I especially appreciate our three seniors. They've been with us since the start, Grant, Briggs, and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see them after high school. I'll see them in the hallway, but it just won't be the same. But I appreciate our players and appreciate our parents and appreciate all the supporters. And I will say, I have to say, I appreciate my wife. She was with me during this whole process. She's been with me in the past couple years, but I appreciate her being patient with me during this whole process my first year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grandpa Mike
and Grandpa,
Uncle Kevin.
Gotta get K-Man in there.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Big, you got a lot of support, but mm-hmm. Now it's getting ready for next year.
Yep.
We'll visit more, but I'm sure there's, going to be a lot of activities planned, but... getting kids into gyms, man. Yep. Get in the gym, shoot, run, jump, and holler.
Yep.
That's where it's at.
Get a basketball in your hand, just get going.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by. Again, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Mason Miller, and we'll see you here real soon, okay?
Yep, thank you.